If we all stopped using plastic toothbrushes and switched to bamboo ones, do you think we could solve our plastic problem? Probably not, but Jesse Stokes, owner of Tiny Yellow Bungalow, thinks it's a good start. In today's episode, we learn how Jesse started a blog about her sustainable lifestyle that has since grown into a thriving community and a one-stop shop for all things that don't ship or come in plastic. Join me and learn how taking just a few baby steps can lead you towards a healthier lifestyle. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Care What You Wear podcast. I'm your host, Jermaine Caprio, owner of Majama's Earth. I did not think this was possible, but today my guest may be even more of a tree hugger than I am. Jesse Stokes started her site back in 2015 with the intention of sharing her experiments in sustainability with her family and friends. Since then, it has grown into a thriving eco community and a one-stop shop for all things eco-friendly and plant-based. She lives in Athens, Georgia with her husband, a toddler son, and a rescue dog. Her site is Tiny Yellow Bungalow, and it continues to be a place where she shares her passion for all things zero waste, plant-based, and eco-friendly. Jesse, welcome to the Care What You Wear podcast.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so fun. And I really do think you're like one of my fellow tree huggers. I just love everything that you do and all you're about. I think I saw on your site that you actually live in a tiny yellow bungalow. Do you still live there?
So I don't now, but that is where Tiny Yellow Bungalow got its name, was back in 2015. I was living in a tiny yellow bungalow. And that's really where I got started with living more sustainably and becoming interested in eco-friendly living. And so that's why my name is Tiny Yellow Bungalow.
Was it the bungalow that really inspired you, or did you grow up with, like, I grew up with an eco mom. She was a real environmentalist. Like, did you have someone like that in your life, or was it really just wanting to, like, the light bulb went on and you just decided you wanted to, like, live with a lower impact?
I did not grow up living eco-friendly in any way, really. But it was my tiny yellow bungalow experience that first introduced me to it all, because it was the first place I'd lived by myself where I had my own backyard. And I wanted to try gardening, and I just thought it would be fun to just, you know, see about composting, and let me try to, you know, make some pickles at home. And it was just kind of, it started as one thing and then just kind of tumbled into what it is today, which is, I mean, I never would have expected that what would have just started as a little blog where I was just, I really was just like writing about what I was experimenting with. So, and, you know, hoping that maybe my mom or my sister would read about it.
Yeah. Well, I love that you started as a blogger. I blog too. And I know the challenge of getting followers. And for me, I gave up on all that. I just figured if people like what I'm all about, they'll follow me, they'll read it. But I love that you organize your blog the way you do. Kind of like a reference manual.
Yes. I did that because it was kind of what made sense to me. So, you know, when I first started out, I remembered all the struggles that I had when I first started trying to live more sustainably. And I thought, okay, I needed to be simple for everyone. So that's kind of why my website is the way that it is.
You're so smart. I think it's brilliant. Because even now, if I'm trying to find something I've written about, I've got to go through everyone and be like, oh, where did I write that? So I love that you did it that way. And it's really good for your followers because they can jump in and just find something they've been seeking out, you know, finding an answer or something you recommend. So I imagine after blogging for so long and endorsing certain products, that must be how you started selling. Is that right?
So, you know, when I first started, I was trying to find all of these sustainable products. And I was struggling because I had to research so many different products and I was trying all these different products. For example, I thought, okay, I want to use a shampoo bar. So, you know, I had to figure out which shampoo bar do I want to use? And there's so many to choose from. And then trying to find a place to buy it from, you know, I would order and it would come wrapped in plastic packaging. And so I really started the shop kind of as it was a necessity for myself. I was thinking, I'm sure there are other people that are struggling with this too, that they really want to buy eco-friendly things, but they don't know how to or where to find them. And I just wanted to make it so simple and easy that it's all in one place. And, you know, it's, I can find a solution, a plastic-free solution for whatever you're looking for.
So smart.
Yeah, that's kind of why I did that.
Oh, it's so smart. I love it. And I love, so that's how you vet your products then. You basically, you've ordered them in the past and you try them and you know the packaging.
Yes, absolutely. It's all stuff that I have tried myself, that I use myself and would recommend to others. And then I only carry things that I know that I really love. And so that's why my shop is also kind of small compared to other eco stores, because, you know, I carry my favorite shampoo bars, my favorite bamboo toothbrushes. You know, I stick to the best of the best.
You're smart. I think it's great. I think one of the biggest issues I find if I'm seeking out a new product that is sustainable and not wrapped in plastic and is ethically made, which is another big deal, I get kind of lost out there. I did do an interview with Doug Good, and he does have quite a few products on his site now, and he's got a team that vets them for him. But I think if you're by yourself, that's kind of impossible to do. So I love that you've got, you know, a personal endorsement for anything that you offer. It's fabulous.
Yeah, it's really fun. And I feel like you're right. It is tough because when you're in the ethical, sustainable business, there's so many check, you know, boxes that you're trying to check. And so, you know, sometimes I find a product that it may be plastic free, but it's not plant based, or, you know, it might be plastic free, but it has, you know, some chemicals that I don't like the sound of, or just hard to fit every single thing. And so that's another reason why my shop is concise, is because the perfect products are just, they're really hard to find.
That would be the answer to my next question I had for you, was what's the most challenging part of your business? And I guess it's finding products that are the whole package, literally, like everything that you believe in.
Yes, agreed. Definitely, it's hard to find the whole package products. And, you know, that's what a lot of people don't see, too, is, you know, you're seeing on the website, this beautiful website with all these products, but there's a lot of research that goes into it, a lot of time and energy, a lot of testing products. And, you know, for the 100 products that you see, there's a lot of other ones that I've tried that I didn't like, that I wouldn't share with people because I wouldn't recommend them.
And you do have people, I'm sure, that reach out to you and say, I really want to live with a lower impact. I want to be more sustainable. What's the number one piece of advice you give them?
Oh, gosh, that's tough.
Where do they start? I know it's hard. I know. There's so much.
But you're right. I mean, there's just so many aspects to it. So it's hard to give just one recommendation. But I always think that people should just start with baby steps. And I feel like it can be so overwhelming when you think of sustainability, but just one thing, just start somewhere and start small. You know, whether that be buying an ethically made pair of pants or using a bamboo toothbrush or saying no to single use plastic water bottles, like start with just one thing and take baby steps from there, and don't feel like you have to do all of it. Because a lot of what eco-friendly living is just doing what's sustainable for you, for yourself. If you struggle with, takeout meals, you have to eat on the go a lot. Okay, well, let's work on something else. How about you try to make your wardrobe more sustainable, or, you know, why don't you try to eat more plant-based? Like there's things that you can do. You don't have to do it all. Just starting with just using what you have too. I think a lot of people think it requires going out and buying stuff, when a lot of what sustainable living is just using what you have.
Or not buying stuff.
Yes, exactly. Not buying stuff.
Not buying stuff. I've been vegetarian a really long time, and I'm very close to vegan. I still eat the occasional egg. I don't think people realize that the poultry and livestock industry uses over 70% of our fresh water globally. Now, well, how do you start? And I always say, like, give up your meat or at least cut back, like start cutting back on your chicken, your fish, your red meat. And just, you know, if you eat it every night, go back to eating it like three times a week and then cut back to one. And then, you know, I think you're right. Baby steps are so important.
Yeah. If you think about it, you have three meals per day, 7 days a week. Think of how many times you can decide to choose a healthier plant-based option. So it doesn't have to be every single time. You know, if you have 50 meals and, you know, if 45 of them are meat-based, but five of them aren't, you're going in the right direction. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good time to talk about your cookbook then. Because I found your cookbook, and Jane, who found you, our social media director, she's madly in love with your cookbook as well. And I love how you have that organized. Like, you use simple ingredients, and you find most of them can be found without plastic packaging. And then, you know, I think that's so cool that you really thought through your cookbook.
Yeah, well, I think because people have good intentions. Like, I think most people would like to eat better and they would like to eat with less plastic packaging, but it's hard to do. So I really just was trying to make it as easy as I could for other people. And that's what, you know, you were saying, it's all simple ingredients. All the recipes are super, super basic on purpose so that, you know, if you don't have zucchini, why don't you throw broccoli in? Or, you know, if your partner eats meat and they want grilled chicken, okay, you add grilled chicken to theirs. Or, you know, it's, if you have some kind of vegetable that's going off, just throw that in there. And it's just, it's not a fancy cookbook, but it will definitely reduce waste and have you eating more veggies. So,
well, and I think the bottom line, and people don't even realize this, is that it's a collective effort, right? I think if more of us did this stuff and cooked vegetarian or vegan, even a few nights a week or one night a week, if you're not doing it at all, just start, that the impact could be so massive.
Yes. And well, I think they just get stuck because they think, oh gosh, you know, I can't be vegan. I can't be vegetarian. I can't be zero waste or even low waste, but you can make one choice that's in the right direction. And you're right. If we're all doing that, that makes a really big impact.
Yeah. And you mentioned the brushing teeth and floss after everything I eat constantly. And I was kind of hung up on the silk floss for a while because I know how silk worms are treated. So when I found your floss, I was like, oh my gosh, I found the right floss finally. Like, I love it. And then the fact that everyone uses toothbrushes and then they, you know, think of the impact. Do you know, like, how many toothbrushes end up in a landfill? I'm sure it contributes a ton if you think about it.
Oh yeah. I don't know exactly how many, but just think about how many you would use yourself, like, in a year, and then every year you have to get them, and every single person in the whole world brushes their teeth. So that's a lot of toothbrushes that go in the landfill.
Yeah.
And if you can make a smarter choice and choose something that is made from bamboo or that's, you know, made with recycled plastic, I say go for it.
I agree.
That seems small, but if we're all doing it, it really helps.
Oh, I so agree with you. Even the toothpaste.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, people don't. But back when I was growing up, toothpaste came in metal tubes. You know that. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the 70s, it was in metal tubes. And suddenly it went to plastic tubes, which...
Why did they do that?
I think because of cost. I mean, everything comes down to money. It's expensive to be sustainable. You know, that's it. It costs money. It costs more money to get toothpaste in a metal tube, but it's not that much more. I mean, it's not like, you know, $5 more. It's maybe 50 cents more. So I look at it that way, and I think, you know, so spend 50 cents and save the planet. Like, you're saving so much more on how you impact the planet, right?
Well, I feel like once I started trying to be more mindful and live sustainably, that I was buying a lot of less stuff, like other stuff, So I had more disposable income, so I could, I could spend some money on toothpaste that came in metal tube because I wasn't spending money on just garbage anymore. I just wasn't wasting money on stuff.
Right.
So it's kind of like changing where you put your money. And, you know, they say that like voting with your dollar. I think that's so true. Like supporting small businesses with your money is huge.
It's everything. Jane and I, our first podcast was about that. It was about, you know, the power of our purchases and how where you spend your money is where you put your power. And if you get behind the companies that are doing things right, those companies will thrive and prosper. And the companies that aren't doing things right will either one, get the message and change their ways, or two, not exist. And I never want to see any company go out of business. I just want to see companies being responsible.
Oh, yeah. Well, have you seen that at like at Target and Walmart? Some of the bigger brands are starting to have more sustainable packaging. Like I think it's Dove deodorant started putting their, they have like a paper tube. Have you seen that?
Yes. Yes. I was very impressed. So why do you think that's happening? Do you think COVID did something?
No, I mean, I think people are demanding that, right? There's more people that are saying, you know, we want sustainable products, but we like Dove, but we're not going to buy Dove if it comes in plastic. And so they're listening. And so you're starting to see a shift in even the bigger brands that are like, okay, we have to do what they say.
Right.
Which
right.
is great.
It's the right thing to do. You know, all around, it's the right thing to do for the planet and to retain your customers or to grow your customer base. Because I think the people who are already buying your product and don't care about that will continue buying your product if they love it. Mm-hmm. And so they reap the benefit of the lower impact packaging. And then you also bring in a whole group of people that demand it. So it's kind of win-win.
Yeah.
The one thing that I always look at too when ordering online is how stuff is shipped and what it's shipped in. How do you ship your stuff?
So I ship my, all my packages plastic free. And I try to always send them in secondhand shipping boxes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, I have, you know, friends and family that will collect boxes for me from when they order things online. And so, you never know what kind of box you will get when you order from Tiny Yellow Bungalow. I had a friend who said, oh my gosh, I had a Chewy box arrive at my door. And I was like, I don't have any pets. Jesse.
But it's so smart of you. But the packaging people don't think about, and you don't think about what ends up in a landfill
right
every time you receive a package on your porch.
Mm-hmm. Like those plastic, like bubbly things that are in. I hate those things.
I know.
Yeah. And so many people are buying online now after COVID and stuff. And so I think it's really important to have sustainable packaging, and I hope more companies will do that too.
I agree. So what has been the most rewarding part of starting Tiny Yellow Bungalow?
Oh gosh. I mean, I love everything about running Tiny Yellow Bungalow. It doesn't even feel like a business to me because it's fun. But I think what has been the most rewarding part has been I feel like I'm affecting people's lives. I'm bringing change and bringing positive change for the environment, even if it's just one toothbrush at a time or one like some dental floss. Like I'm helping people make positive change in their lives on a daily basis, and it just makes me really, really happy.
Yeah,
get to do that.
I feel the same. I feel the same way about our company. I get it. I think when you know that you're doing it right and you're doing it well, it's really important to make sure that, you know, you reward yourself, because that's hard. It's hard to reward yourself when you're working 24/7. I mean, you never really leave your own business, right? You never do.
Right. Constantly working. But it's fun though. So it's, and I feel like when you are a small business owner, it really is about work. You know, you're as successful as hard as you work, kind of, you know, like the more I work, the better Tiny Yellow Bungalow does. So it's fun and I like it. So
that's good. That's really important, because you're probably doing it like 90% of your day. Tell me, do you ever want to turn into the Big Yellow Bungalow?
Honestly, probably not. And I know that sounds crazy, but I like how things are going, and I like being the decision maker, and I like I don't know. I just have this fear that if things get too big, like you were talking about with bigger brands, that you can't control, you know, that to make sure that you're giving the best, most sustainable, ethically made product. And I don't know. I just fear about getting too big that I won't have that kind of control that I have now. That I'm right now, I just feel like Tiny Yellow Bungalow is a little oasis of, you know, anybody that comes to shop with me, they know they're getting something that they don't have to worry about. Like it's good. It's good for you. It's good for the environment. It's good for animals, and they don't have to worry about it. And
Right.
so I just have a big fear of being a big bungalow.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I've always had that fear too. I think there's this loss of control and you know, but I mean we have had I we do have others oversee certain projects for us, and I think that, you know, they know my passion for the planet, and you know, part of me thinks they kind of fear that. They fear that they can't mess up because you know, the planet police will come in and you know, I don't know, get pretty angry with them. But tell me how it is running your business with a toddler.
Oh my gosh, it's hard. It's hard running a business with a toddler. But it's so basically, I run the business when he's asleep or when the babysitter comes a couple times a week. But it really is kind of like when I have a free minute, I work on my shop. And so it's a lot of like early mornings, late nights, that type of thing. I know it will get easier as he gets older. And so, obviously, being a mom is number one, you know, my number one priority right now. And so, but I keep Tiny Yellow Bungalow, and I know that when he gets older, it'll be easier for me to run.
It does get easier. I can give you hope there. I started my company when my daughter was 6 months old. So I remember thinking, oh, I'll just work when they're taking their naps and then I'll get all this done. And then I found myself like hearing one of my kids crying when they're waking up, thinking, do I keep talking to the customer or do I run and pick up my baby? And it really, really is a struggle. I think it's close to impossible to be able to do that when your kid is so close. You know what I mean? It's it is. And anyone who has that idea, like, oh, I'm just gonna have my baby in the bouncy seat next to me while I run this, it's not reasonable at all.
No.
That was a wake up call for me.
I do feel lucky that a lot of what I do, since it's online and it is emails and things, it does make it easier because I can answer in my own time. But I saw a lot of people that'll say, oh, you know, can I call you about something? And I'm like, unless you want to hear a loud dog barking and a toddler screaming in the background, you'll have to call me late at night.
Well, that's good. At least you have boundaries. That's smart. And does your husband help you at all with anything, or does he have his own gig going?
He does his own thing. So Tiny Yellow Bungalow is just my passion project. But
That's
he's
awesome.
super supportive of it.
Of course. Well, that's good. Quickly go through some of the things you offer. We know you have bamboo toothbrushes and dental floss and toothpaste, but what other things?
Yes. Okay. Basically, anything that you can think of that needs a plastic-free alternative, I probably have it. So, you know, I've got reusable produce bags. I've got like moisturizer that comes in glass jars. I have sunscreen in glass jars, toothpaste. I have wooden hairbrushes. I mean, it's a lot
That's
of
so
stuff.
great.
Over 100 products. So,
That is so great. Do you store them all at your house?
yes, I do.
Gosh. That's amazing. No wonder you had to move out of the tiny yellow bungalow.
Yes, really, because there was not enough space for the tiny yellow bungalow.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how you keep it all straight by yourself. That would be quite a challenge for shipping and organizing if it's you're the only one doing it. I admire that. Thank you so much for taking the time to teach us all about your site. Where can we find you?
You can find me at tinyyellowbungalow.com, and I also hang out a lot on Instagram. So if you ever want to chat, y'all can always find me at Tiny Yellow Bungalow on Instagram.
We have found you and we're grateful for you, and we admire everything that you're doing to help the planet and lower our impact. Thank you so very much for all you do.
Thank you. I really enjoyed our chat.
It's time to care what you wear. We hope you'll visit us at majamas.com. There you'll find our sustainable collections and links to our blog, wearemajamasearth.com, where you can learn more about our guests and our passion for the planet. We hope you'll follow us on Instagram and Pinterest at majamas_earth and on Facebook at majamasearth.